Welcome. This lesson is called Fred V'd Edit. Tighten a breakdown from scratch in Ableton Live 12 for sub-heavy sound system pressure. I'll walk you through a beginner-friendly, stock device workflow to prepare an 8/16-bar drum and bass breakdown, so it translates on big club systems. The goal is tighter low-end timing, preserved sub-weight, less muttiness, and a punchy, cohesive breakdown using only Ableton Live 12 stock devices. First, what you'll build. You'll create a breakdown bus that receives your breakdown stem or routed stems. On that bus, you'll set up gain staging, mid/side EQ, multidan dynamics focused on the low band, a sidechain duck for low timing, glue compression for cohesion, subtle harmonic saturation, mono low routing, and final limiting. You'll also add visual feedback and a reference track for comparison. Let's get into the step-by-step walkthrough. Keep all work in a new Ableton Live 12 project and load your Fred V Edit breakdown stem or routed stems. Project prep. Create a new audio track and import the breakdown stereo stem. If you're using routed stems, group them and send them to a single track labeled breakdown bus. Set the session tempo to your track tempo. DNB is typically 170 to 174 BPM. Insert Ableton's utility at the top of the breakdown bus and lower the gain to around -6 dB. That gives you consistent headroom before you start processing. Reference and analysis. Create another audio track and import a short Fred V style reference section with similar energy. Drop a spectrum device on both the master and the reference track. On the master spectrum, enable RMS smoothie so you can compare energy visually and by ear. Use this to aim for similar low band energy and overall balance. Clean up and mono low end. On the breakdown bus, insert EQ8 first. Use a gentle high pass filter at about 20 to 30 Hz to remove an audible subrumble. Switch EQ8 to mid/side mode and apply a subtle cut on the sides in the low mids around 200 to 400 Hz with a Q of about 1.2. This reduces stereo low mid buildup while preserving the mono sub power that you want on a club PA. Tighten the low band with multiband dynamics. Place multiband dynamics after the EQ. Set the low/mid crossover to roughly 120 Hz. On the low band, use a ratio between 2 to 1 and 4 to 1. Set the threshold so the low band compresses about 1 to 3 dB on peaks. Attack should be in the 10 to 30 millisecond range so the initial transient stays through, and release between 80 and 200 ms so the sub regains level musically. This controls problematic peaks while keeping weight. That's what tightens the low end movement. Low band side chain for timing. If you have a separate kick/sub reference, create an extra audio track named kick sub ref with the transient you want the low end to align with. Route it so it can trigger compressors, but not necessarily be heard. For explicit side chain control, use compressor after multiband dynamics or on a dedicated low only chain. Activate the compressor side chain, choose the kick sub ref track, and filter the side chain to emphasize low frequencies. Start with ratio around 3 to 1, attack 5 to 15 ms, release 60 to 150 ms, and set threshold to produce about 1 to 4 dB of gain reduction on key hits. The result is a tiny ducking around transient's tighter punch without losing overall sub weight. Glue and stereo cohesion. Add glue compressor after your dynamics. Use a slowish attack 10 to 30 ms and a medium release from 0.3 to 1 second, ratio around 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This gently glues elements together and smooths the bus before any harmonic processing. Add harmonic weight carefully. Insert saturator in soft clip mode with very low drive, think 0.5 to 2 dB of drive. Keep it subtle, and consider automating dry/wet across the breakdown to introduce warmth only when needed. You can also use overdrive very gently. The point is to add harmonics so small speakers can hear bass energy without muddying the low end. Mono below X hertz. Keep the low end mono below around 120 Hz. You can do this by duplicating the breakdown bus chain and isolating the subband on one chain with an EQ8 low pass at 120 Hz, then placing utility with width set to zero on that chain. Sum both chains. A simpler stock device method is to use an audio effect rack with two chains, one low chain that's low passed and mono, and a full chain that's high passed at the same cutoff. Map the cutoff to a macro for quick changes. Keeping the low end mono prevents phase issues on club PAs. Final limiting and luf's target. Put a limiter on the master with the ceiling at -0.3 dB, or minus 1 dB true peak for extra safety. Set your output gain so the breakdown hits the intended loudness. For a club-ready TNB breakdown, you can aim between integrated LUFS minus 8 and minus 10 as a reference for energy, but leave some headroom if the whole track will be mastered later. Use spectrum and lives meters to check levels. If needed, export a short render and analyze LUFS externally. Automation and final touches. Automate saturator dry slash wet, glue compressor threshold, and multiband dynamics thresholds across the breakdown to add movement. Subtlety is key. A/B the processed version against the raw and against your Fred V reference. Compare with gain matched audio. Use utility to match perceived loudness. Now a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't overcompress the low band until the sub loses punch. If it sounds flat, ease off the ratio or increase attack. Never make the low band stereo, keep it mono below your cutoff. Don't overdo saturation. Too much harmonic content muddies the mix. Always start with gain staging, keep headroom, and don't confuse louder with better. Match levels when comparing processed vs raw. Some pro tips. Use a short transients only stem as your sidechain trigger for consistent timing. Use EQ8 in mid/side mode to surgically reduce side mud. Save your bus chain as an effect rack and map useful macros. Low comp threshold, glue amount, saturator drive, mono cutoff. Check in mono often and test on multiple systems, including a small sub or club sub if possible. If you need more perceived bass, prefer gentle low shelf boosting in EQ8 instead of cranking gain after the limiter. Mini practice exercise. From scratch in Live 12, import an 8-bar breakdown stem. Build the breakdown bus chain in this order. 1. Utility at minus 6 dB. 2. EQ8 with HB at 25 Hz and a mid/side low mid/side cut at 300 Hz. 3. Multiband dynamics with a low crossover at 120 Hz and 2 to 3 dB peak control. 4. Compressor with sidechain from a short kick/sub trigger for 1 to 3 dB on key hits. 5. Glue compressor for 1 to 2 dB of glue. 6. Saturator with around 1 dB drive. 7. Utility to mono below 120 Hz. 8. Limiter on the master with ceiling minus 0.3 dB. Export a 15 to 20 second before and after and compare. Listen for differences in punch, clarity, and sub impact. Tweak attack and release on low compression to taste. Recap. You've built a mastering style bus for a breakdown using only Live 12 stock devices. Key takeaways. Gain stage first. Use EQ8 mid/side to keep low mono and remove side mud. Use multiband dynamics to tighten low peaks while preserving weight. Sidechain the low band to a kick/sub trigger for tighter transient relationship, and finish with glue, subtle saturation, and careful limiting. Practice the exercise, test on multiple playback systems, and save your rack for future use. Final mindset. Think control, then character. Remove problems first, rumble, masking, phase, then add subtle color. Always a /B with gain matched audio. A tight, controlled low end will make the drop that follows feel bigger, but don't overprocess. Save originals, iterate conservatively, and test on real systems whenever you can. That's the lesson. Go build the chain, listen critically, and iterate until the breakdown hits hard on big systems.